catch you in the middle of something, or have you got a second to chat?
No.
Perfect timing. Well, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
You and I talked a couple weeks ago, actually, wasn't even a week ago, and I wanted to get with you. We really never did. I was on the run. I had to get out of here. Sounds like you were, I think you were playing around in the Keys or something when we talked. And do you still have the need for a...
I sure do.
Well, we want to take care of it for you. So
okay.
Here's what I wanted to do. One, and we've never done business with you guys before, have we?
Nope.
Okay. You guys right now are kind of in the brand new client. We don't really know a whole lot about you. I checked out your website. I got the need for the server as far as the job and the, you know, I took down the data that you gave me.
Okay.
I want to know a couple things. One, what's been your experience with search in the past? What have you been doing? Have you been working on a contingent basis? Have you used firms at all? Have you been
doing this? Yeah, we talked about this a little bit. No, it's always been a contingent basis, you know, a fee after we hire.
Okay. Have you had success with that?
Yeah, we've had some successes with it. You know, I mean, it's, I'd say it was probably about a, you know, about a 60% success ratio as far as people we hired. You know, people were, you know, we're good keepers, that, you know, in the long run.
Well, and that's 100% okay. We are a retained firm, so 90% of what I do in that state is retained.
Right.
It means the company pays me a portion of the fee up front before we start the search. That being said, not every one of those clients, but let's say the majority of those clients started out on a contingent basis because, you know, not everybody, I may be a smooth talker, but I can't talk to everybody out of 10 grand without doing anything for them first.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
But I want you to know in advance, you know, my interest in working with you guys is to help build your office there, help build you. You know, I don't want to do one placement with you because that's a waste of my time and yours. I want to really build us to become the firm where you can really begin to count on and rely on. But it starts with one position at a time, and it starts with, you know, being faithful with a little first, and you'll give us more as we take care of you. So we can start on a contingent basis. What have you been accustomed to percentage-wise as far as paying a fee? Do you know what you guys have been doing?
Yeah. Usually it's, you know, 20-25%.
Okay. Well, we're a little bit higher than that. On a contingent basis, we charge 30%. Now, I've never had anybody, you know, I think if we find you the right guy, an extra grand or two on the fee doesn't seem to blow anybody away anyway. But the retained is where we usually charge the 25, just so you know. Like, we give a better rate on the retained side, or at least I do, than we do on the contingent side. So are you comfortable with 30% on our first deal on a contingent basis if we take good care of you?
Well, I mean, obviously, if it's the right guy, you know, I mean, that you know, an extra $1,000 or so isn't going to break the bank.
Right. And at the end of the day, I think that's the key part, is we got to produce some quality guys for you. You know, just to be, you're from too, so let me just talk to you like you're a native here. I don't like working on stuff that's cheap and money up front. It doesn't motivate me to fill it.
I hear you.
If you give us, you know, we're going to try it your way the first time on a contingent basis. And we called you, so it's not like, you know, you got to jump up and down. But I think it's important for us to start off on, you know, you got a position to fill, but I think it's a good one. I think we can find you 3 to 4 really top quality guys locally that you can interview, and you'll hire one, and you'll be loving me in 2 months, which maybe then we can talk about doing a better deal for you.
That sounds fair.
What I've got is there's a guy that works on my team named who is really the guy that is my number one guy for Central Florida, who's going to do all the grunt nasty work on this. I want you. He's probably been stalking you, to be honest with you. If you hadn't heard from him, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, he's left a couple messages for me. I've been a pretty hard target to hit lately. I've been meetings up there for all the time, and except for the football game, we went to Monday Night Football. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, did you? Really? You went and saw the? You went to the Jacksonville game?
Yeah, Jacksonville and the Colts.
Yeah, that was an excellent game.
Yeah. I guess it's a matter of perspective, but
if you're a Jacksonville fan, it wasn't as great. But
yeah, Peyton Manning put on a clinic. There's no question about it.
Oh, he's a beast.
Cowboy game was good.
I went to that game on Sunday, and you know, it was a nail biter, to be honest with you. Like, I really figured they'd just roll over them, but no. But there's,
you know, I watched that one. I don't watch a heck of a lot of football, but I was bouncing back and forth on TV that night, Sunday night, watching the Cowboys win. So that was good. Good deal. We're all pretty excited around here because, you know, hell, it's been a long, long time since they've done anything. They got a shot this year, that's for sure. They do. They do. Well, every week's a new adventure. Yeah. Now, I guess the first thing would be I want you to talk to him because he's the one that's going to begin to work on. I've given him all the information you gave me on the position, the project, the location, the Air Force Base security piece of it. But I think, man, there's nothing more, you know, me translating that to him is fine, but him talking to you, because I said you're a great guy in the 15 minutes that, you know, we spoke, I really think you giving him a taste of what it is you want is going to help us better bring you a couple of good guys. Yeah, tell him to give me a call. You know, tomorrow will probably be work out real good. I mean, it's going to be, I've got several meetings tomorrow, but I'll definitely make it work in tomorrow and we can chat. Because, you know, he left a good message with the fact that, you know, he needs to know more about Fowler, so he has, you know, the ability to sell with these guys as well. And so, yeah, if you can, you know, I don't have his number handy, but
no, I'll take care of it. I'll have him call you.
Okay.
I'll email you, too, just our simple contingent agreement. It's a one-page deal. It's basic. And I'm also going to ask you, how many, I know we talked about it, but tell me again, how many people do you really realistically need in that area right now, or let's say in the next 3 months?
I would say potentially up to 5.
Well, I really think we can, you know, let me just say this to you because you don't know us from Adam. I don't market that often to new companies because I just don't have to. I know I'm spoiled and I know that's terrible, but we just don't have to. We got enough business that keep us busy. I really want one new company. Now, I don't know if y'all are it, but I want to see if y'all are it because the firms we attach ourselves to, we'd really try to take all their money. We don't try to take one deal. And I know that's a good thing to say to you because if we're giving you quality people and we can fill 5 or 6 really good people for you, that makes your life a hell of a lot easier.
Sure does.
So that's our intention and that's our motive, and I'm telling you that in advance because that's really what we want to do.
Sounds good.
All right, man. I'll have him give you a call. And his name's you just give him a couple of highlights on what you need. He'll probably ask you the process of, you know, when do you want to interview, when can you interview, and we'll work against a real drop-dead date of getting your position filled.
Sounds good.
All right, bud.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye.